Fred Film Radio, International Film Festival, Rotterdam, Netherlands.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 2017 International Film Festival, Rotterdam, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Kiarash Anvari, who's presenting an excellent film that I saw last night called The Pot and the Oak. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for inviting me to this interview.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
So the first question that I'm going to ask you is kind of the simple question and obligatory question. Would you like to tell us a little bit about the story of the film?
Yeah, the story of the film is about a man, an Iranian man, who's suffering an existential crisis after he finds out that he's infertile and he can't impregnate his wife. And he has some problem with his wife. And then when he finds out that he's infertile, then. This is the twist of the story, and imagine things and the play he writes. He's actually a playwright, so
it's affecting his relationship and his artistic life,
yes,
and his work
exactly.
life, all his life.
Yes, because he wants to be somebody, and he's nobody, and he tries. He tries to write a play, and he doesn't know how to finish it. And then suddenly the old lover, the ex-husband of his wife, who's living abroad, return to the country, and his wife starts a relationship with him, and he finds out that his wife was pregnant with him. And this make him,
go crazy.
Nervous and go crazy. Yeah, exactly.
One of the reasons why I'm so excited about talking about this movie is that despite the fact that it's a little over 75 minutes long, it's got so much in it that it's so rich with, emotional energy, psychological energy, existentialism, and it's also perhaps one of the things that I want to start off talking about is that it is kind of also like about a writer's block, and I'm wondering whether you kind of experienced the same things that the lead characters experienced.
The idea came to me in a very difficult period of my life. Make my first feature film, and it's been four years that I didn't make a film, so I was too nervous, and each time I heard about any of my colleagues who made a new film, I felt a bit jealous about this, and so I start thinking about. I start the process as a therapy. Thought to myself, what if I make a story about this? So I start writing the story, and me and my co-writer start brainstorming about the story. In that period, I watched the video about a man. The video shows a man in Tehran on YouTube. Showed a man in Tehran who killed another man with a kitchen knife because this man had a secret relationship with his wife, and the people standing there and filming this incident with their cell phones, and it's a strange feeling that you see people don't react, standing there and watching something horrible and don't do anything. So brought us to this story, and I talked to my colleague, and we we sat down and start to write, and then but the whole process, I mean, even in pre-production and also in filming, during the shooting, the story, I mean, the script had changed. I mean, because we had a 3 weeks of rehearsal with the actor and the actress. Actresses. So during the rehearsal, they also brought their ideas. They start to develop their characters, and that also helped me a lot.
In other words, the film was not. I mean, you were open to new things to come into to enter into the film.
Yes.
And also, maybe how did you come up with the idea of structuring the movie in a way that it's not necessarily chronological?
Yes, it came to me during the editing.
All right.
Because we shot the film in a. I mean. The story is very linear. So we, came to this idea. The idea came to me actually I started playing with the story change the chronological order. So then the idea of the black frames came to me, and also during the shooting, I had this idea that I'm gonna keep my distance from the characters and the story. I don't want to get involved. I mean, I don't want my camera get involved with them, and I always want to look at them as a kind of warrior, so as like a peeping Tom, watch their lives from distance, just like a spectator, sitting in a seat in the interior, watching stage, watching a play on stage, and I bring the aesthetic of the theater into the film. You know, I try to do this.
Yeah. Is that why you have the leading character in particular with his back turned towards the camera?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. As a theater spectator, you can't. I mean, you can't change your angle. You can't get close to the actors on the stage, to the characters. So, during the shooting, I always have had this in mind that I had to. Look at the scene. I mean, with my camera as a theater spectator.
Yeah, you mentioned that this is your first film.
Yes, exactly.
What was the experience of working on your first film like? Was it difficult to get it to come together beyond the actual writing the process? We all know that it's very difficult to even get it financed nowadays.
Yes, so. Exactly. That's the good point. I mean, yes, the financing is very hard. So I try to. Shoot this film in a very low budget. I mean, it's a shoestring. We had a shoestring budget, so I made it 20 session, and also then the editing 1 month. I try to do everything in a rush because I have no money, so I don't want to spend. I mean. A lot of money because of,
I get what you're saying. It's very interesting. It's a shame that we didn't get to touch on everything, like the quotations of Shakespeare's works, and this concept of the absurd is very fascinating to me, and also the cultural context of the movie. Mm-hmm. But I guess that you can't talk about everything about this in a 10-minute interview.
Yes, of course.
So I urge all our listeners to really check this film out, because it's very interesting, and I thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for this interview. I mean, it's a pleasure. Thanks.
And let's remind our listeners, the film is called The Pot and the Oak. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.